1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A jury took just 5 hours to convict Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud. He stole at least $10 billion from customers and investors in his FTX crypto exchange. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said,
"The cryptocurrency industry might be new. The players like Sam Bankman-Fried might be new. But this kind of fraud, this kind of corruption is as old as time, and we have no patience for it."
The 31-year-old faces decades in prison when he is sentenced in March. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The U.S. is pushing for a humanitarian pause in Israel's fighting with Hamas. About 800 people have been allowed to leave Gaza and enter Egypt. The House passed a $14 billion aid bill for Israel, but with no aid for Ukraine attached, it's expected to fail in the Senate. This is ABC News. A gas explosion leveled a row of homes, injuring at least 15 people in Wappingers Falls, north of New York City, Thursday. ABC's Lionel Moyes reports.
Five of the injured people are first responders. Police say most of the other 10 victims, including two children, are in critical condition. Officials say the structure that collapsed was a multifamily building with four apartments. Before the explosion, a utility crew was performing what's described as routine maintenance when the excavator apparently hit a 3/4-inch gas line. Marcy Ward was home with her children down the street.
All of a sudden, the house shook.
North Korea confirmed today that it is closing some of its diplomatic missions abroad. South Korean officials say the move is a sign that international sanctions are having an economic impact on the North. The South Korean government had said North Korea would close embassies in Uganda, Angola, and Spain, and a consulate in Hong Kong. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, "I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget." And you'll go, "Hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security." And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to end race-based consideration in higher education programs take another step. The Assembly Colleges and Universities Committee took up a bill Thursday. Among other things, it would guarantee admission to Wisconsin state universities and technical colleges for high school students who graduate in the top 5% of their class. It would also take race out of the equation for financial aid decisions. Governor Evers admits he hasn't visited any state prisons recently, even though 3 inmates have died in 4 months. People in prisons in Waupun, Green Bay, and Stanley have had to stay in their cells around the clock since March due to staffing shortages. Families say they're concerned about their mental and physical health. Evers says his corrections secretary visits the Waupun prison every day. Democrats introduced a slate of bills looking to improve prison conditions on Thursday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers face Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team heads to Indiana to face the Hoosiers Saturday at 11 a.m. Indiana is 2-6. Wisconsin 5-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
You know, we got 4 guaranteed games. We got 1 month guaranteed to us left in the season, and we got to find ways to continue to grow and get better. I know I've said it over and over and over again, but best teams play the best ball at the end of the year.
NFL, the Packers host the Rams Sunday at noon. Former Packers defensive back Rasul Douglas spoke to reporters about being traded from Green Bay to Buffalo and the send-off he received.
Tuesday, like, we're not in the building at all. When he called me and said he got traded and then the news, like, came out,
And I remember just sitting at the sauna, and me and Aaron Jones, we kind of had like a little emotional, we both cried, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like it's over. And me and him kind of been through something together, and how it happened was just crazy. So yeah, we had a little emotional moment there.
That's the Bills' Rasul Douglas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Civic Media. This is Civic Media.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs level off around 49. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 33. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 46. Tomorrow, for Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back to segment number two of Mino and the Mayor. Coming your way once again, 706, 41 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 41 in Oshkosh. Joining us right now from Bell and Health and Bell and Sports Medicine, the savant, Mark Hewson. Oh, man.
Good morning, guys.
The savant. But that's true. I listened in on your advice to Johnny yesterday regarding his knee, and thank you for taking care of him, because I knew vodka wasn't the answer.
Wow, here we
and
go.
It was nice.
I rubbed
that
as much on it as I could.
It was nice you came to his rescue. He went to CVS, got the knee. It's on knee brace.
Well, I got what you told me. You got a big neoprene thing, and just that support with it helps a lot, Mark.
Yep. You know, if it helps out, great. You know, if it doesn't work out and you need more, we're always there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, okay, so let me ask you about something here. So Sean, who was just here, is talking about this, whatever he says. What he does, and I don't know if you saw that series, The Quarterbacks, a year or so ago, where they followed four NFL quarterbacks and the whole thing. But anyway, Kirk Cousins, his main thing for recovery after games was the cold plunge, and he would even do it at home down in Holland, Michigan. He'd go into Lake Michigan on days, and that he felt that was one of the best things for his muscles and his whatever and whatever. You know anything about that, Mark?
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, they have these, you know, when you think about, like, professional teams, they have big, big, massive, they look like hot tubs, but it's cold water. It's ice in there. That definitely is a thought process with it. You know, people say they do the January 1st jump in the cold water and across, you know, Northern America, and it feels refreshing. I can't say that I've done it, though, John.
Didn't Reggie White, wasn't there something, didn't he like the ice? Was that some Packer player liked, because you're right, it's a vat, like it used to think they were all hot jacuzzi-type things, but it was just full of ice. I was going to say it looks cold. That's
in general, what's
cold.
Better for you, cold or hot?
In my philosophy,
yeah.
Of my training, I would say cold. I think you have to also assess the situation. You know, like, if you put hot on something, a new injury, you may increase swelling. So you may kind of cause more of a problem. So, you know, it just with the use of ice sometimes, it's got different effects.
Does Bellin have, like, I thought that was really nice what you did for John yesterday, and I don't know if you did that because you're a friend of ours or his, but Bellin, you have that Ask a Nurse, right, where you can just phone in instead of going and making an appointment and spending, what, $100? I mean, what you said, take some ibuprofen, get this brace, go to CVS, put some ice on it, right? That's sometimes what people need to do.
Or a bag of frozen vegetables on it, in my case.
As John's,
although I was just brought a bag of ice from Anchor, which was very nice of
him. Right, but The thing with those frozen vegetables is he tears a little open and starts eating them. Mm. And, but anyway, but I just think that's a great service that you offer, right? Anybody can do that, right? Don't you have that? Those walk-in clinics?
Yeah, I mean, I think there at one point it was ask a nurse. You know, you have someone at 2 a.m. and you got a cold, a cough, you know, and I think we've now evolved to, we've got a walk-in clinic that, you know, it was really made for individuals. Student athletes is really where we were focusing on. Of if you don't have an athletic trainer in your school, but you can come and see an athletic trainer at our Bellin Health Titletown location. And the reason why is it's just saying, you know, how can you be seen and saying, hey, is it just exercises? Is it a brace? Holy cow, this is pretty bad. We need to get you to a doc. Okay, well, you can be seen by a licensed athletic trainer and just be evaluated. But then sometimes the next step is, yeah, you do need to be seen by a doctor. And, you know, they may go down the path of you need an X-ray, you need an MRI, you need right. a CT scan. But guidance, you know, I mean, too many times I think we have people that want to run off to emergency rooms and they sit there for 3 or 4 hours. Emergency rooms are there to treat, you know, heart attacks.
Yeah, traumatic things.
And Mark, I just want to underscore that emergency rooms are very, very expensive too. And where's that? I love your place out on Comanche, that walk-in clinic.
Ours is over at a Titletown location, located right behind.
Yours is, but I guess I was talking more about the Bellin Network. I just want to say that I was at I work at the community shelter, and somebody burned their arm, and it's like everybody's like, well, take her to the emergency room. I'm like, I'm not gonna go spend $800. Yeah. We took her there. It was like $70, and
wow.
to put the gauze on, and she was fine, but. I think that's great that Bellin, and I know you're the sports guy and you offer that, but I was going to say your whole network is really reached out to this community to save us money, and you guys are so open all the time. I love it.
Hey, Mark, you guys are so great.
Well, that's one of the big things too, is it's, you know, your basic fast cares, and people have urgent cares and fast cares and whatever. They have them across the United States. You have to really understand, is it a cold cough? Well, why are you going to the emergency room? Now, if you're having breathing difficulties, it's maybe a whole different story.
Right.
But, yeah, too many times we run to the emergency rooms, and then you get a bill for $1,000.
Right.
And, well, what are you assessing yourself and saying, do I really need that?
Right. It's a quick stop. It's usually on the way. And you're always, of course, emergency rooms are always open. But the emergency room doesn't really turn you away and say, go to the walk-in clinic. You know, once they show up there, you take care of them. So I just think people, and you talk about being educational and with our radio station, I mean, that's just a great it's system that we have here in our community, these fast care walk-in Bellin clinics. And I want to thank you for that, because it's saving, you know, people like me money, and something that I think our community needs to really embrace.
Hey, Mark.
It's just awesome that we have that resource too.
Another thing taking place, we're talking about high school sports, we always talk about football, obviously basketball, soccer, things like that. Volleyball is a big sport, and the Resch Center, the headquarters basically for the state volleyball tournament. And, you know, a lot of people might not know there's guys volleyball, which is getting really popular in the state of Wisconsin.
Did you see that?
Yeah. That's really
big.
Popular.
Boys and girls. Yeah.
But I know I had a friend, hate to say it, but tore up their ankle playing rec volleyball. Now, who would think you're going to tear up your ankle playing rec volleyball? But that's another sport that you got to be careful with, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it is. You know, and it's just a great opportunity. You know, I mean, we've had this opportunity with the WI coming in here, hosting state girls basketball and then state girls volleyball. And then a few years ago, state boys volleyball. And I had the ability to watch actually Kimberly go 5 sets last night, and just a wonderful opportunity for us to be hosting these events and these kids staying in the Green Bay area and using the restaurants. It's just, I tell you what, if you get a chance with your family to get out today, tomorrow, the championships, it's just wonderful action to see how these kids, boys and girls, do it.
And we're talking about the athletics and Mark Hewson, Bellin, who really make sure that they, if there is an injury, they're cared for right away. But I just want to pick up on what you said about the economic impact that has. It's great. I mean, you walk into these hotels and, you know, certain teams stay at different hotels. They decorate them, welcome who's here. And they do. They get out to Panera, just all these restaurants, and that extra money is just, it's great. It's just great for the economy. It's not the Packers, but boy, it gets people exposed to our community. You know, I'll give the city a lot of credit for bringing in that volleyball. I think that's growing, and I think that's going to be big.
Well, you know, another thing, though, too, I used to cover events all over the state of Wisconsin, okay? There is there's nothing harder in some ways than covering events in Madison because you have to park so far away.
Right.
And the traffic. When Green Bay, when you can park right there at Lambeau Field and literally just simply walk across the street.
Right.
Or even their park. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you're there. People don't realize how convenient. And then with all the restaurants and everything in this area, I think this should become the mecca of sports type in something like that. Don't you, Mark?
Oh, it is. It's just it's a great opportunity. Like you said, you can, you know, come down, see, bring your family to one session. You can literally walk maybe on the other side of the Don Hudson Center and go grab a sandwich or down around the corners, you know, and there's Anduzzi Stadium. Go grab a sandwich, a burger, come back, watch another session. And honestly, you might have not have spent more than $100, $150 and you saw two sessions, you fed your family, you had a great time. That's where I think a lot of people, you know, always kind of wonder what it is. It's just a great opportunity to give back, see what these kids are doing. You don't, it's not about, hey, your team may have gotten beaten a couple years, you know, a month ago, but guess what? Support the rest of the people that are there. It's just a great opportunity.
It is. And it's, and I think, I talked to some of the kids when we got the basketball, that was a few years ago, but pretty cool to park in Lambeau Field's parking lot and look up there and see what a champion.
Well, and then so many of those kids, I forget which team it was from the West, real like Chippewa Falls, one of those like, for, you know, kind of far away. And one of their things was just going over to the atrium and walking around and eating at 1919. And everything. It's like, oh my God, this is so cool to be here. You know, we're at the most historic football stadium in the world. And then we just walk across the street and have our state tournament for volleyball. They loved it. I remember talking to them how excited they were about that. So this is a cool thing. And you guys, obviously from Bellin Sports Medicine, you guys monitor that whole thing, right, Mark? You guys work the whole thing, the tournament?
Yep, we've got licensed athletic trainers there, actually two or three each session. And we have one of our orthopedic surgeons or sports medicine physicians that are there. And, you know, we don't hope that there's an injury, but we're glad we're there. But again, it's just a great thing to be given back for a great event that's in our own community.
So we're with Mark Husen from Bellin Sports Medicine. And I'm sure, Mark, you get a chance to meet with the coaches too. And I mean, what an opportunity for them to talk to someone like you. And
it's big
Bellin's,
time.
Right.
we take care of the Packers.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just really cool. I'm sure you can give them some advice on stretching and injury. And I really appreciate what Bellin does besides just taking care of someone that goes down with an ankle injury to educate the coaches and to be there for the youth. That's got to make them feel like they're in the right place and they probably play better.
Hey, Mark, I got to tell you one other thing. We were talking about Kirk Cousins earlier, and I've really learned to like him from watching that series. Just a good guy, just a normal, good family man who, you know, they lost a just, you know, terrible loss in the playoffs. And he goes home and he's reading his kids bedtime stories. And you know what I mean? Just a good human being. And when he, in that game the other day, when he was, and they showed it in slow motion, and you saw his calf muscle kind of buckle. And I thought to myself, oh my God, that's exactly like Aaron Rodgers. And it's an Achilles. And I got to say, Mark, that is one of the scariest dang injuries that is so hard to prevent. I mean, he's in one of the greatest shapes in the world. And that's a tough one, isn't it, the Achilles?
Yeah, it is, you know, and it's sad when it happens to anyone, but it's tough, you know. I mean, I believe he's on the end of a contract here, too, you know, and, you know, what does it do? You know, I saw this week he did have surgery already, and you wish him the best in just progression, you know. You never wish these injuries happen, but the fact of life is when they do, can you be there for someone, and what's the best care? And you know, with Achilles, we're going to see him a lot of times in those 30 and 40 year old athletes rather than the 18 year old. But it's just a completely different type of injury.
I'm going to be in Nina tonight. Or excuse me, I'm going to be in Kimberly tonight for Kimberly against Nina. How about you?
Actually, I'm probably staying up at the state volleyball tonight.
Okay,
and I'll probably see you guys last week.
Awesome.
So playoffs before they head to the Madison.
Mark Husen, Bellin Sports, thank you for everything you guys do.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, buddy. Weekend. Take care. Manu and the mayor back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party, You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good-looking Friday morning, 43 degrees in Green Bay, 42 in Oshkosh, 43 in Appleton. Segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, some of our favorite people in the entire world. If you've got a problem, you have to talk to these guys from Midwest Restoration. They'll not only help you with sewer backups, sump pump failures, or water damage, they'll help prevent future problems such as mold as well. Mold can kill a house. It can destroy a house. They'll prevent that. Fire damage. They'll secure your building if you need it. They will help you in so many different ways. It's unbelievable. Also, one of the things that Ryan stressed the other day for Midwest. Folks, get out there. It's the perfect time to do it. Shut off your outside faucets. Go inside. Actually, bleed them. If you don't know how to do it, have somebody do it for you. Find the shut-off valve. Bleed the pipes, and then put the insulation covers on your outdoor faucets. You do not want your pipes to burst during the winter. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365. Call them, 920-MIDWEST. 920-MIDWEST. If you have a flooded basement, mention the Mino and Mayor sent you, $250 Visa card and $250 to your favorite charity. 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com.
Those guys are great. And Johnny, you said about bleeding, getting the water out. You can go to YouTube and find that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to, give advice or anything. If somebody
I wouldn't take it anyway. But, right. Okay. Hey, we are moving on. We've got sports, and we've got the guy who we love, Civic Media, Mike Clemens. Mike, lot going on, right? Packers, the Bucks, the Badgers. What is the deal with that trade? I didn't really follow it as closely as a lot of you. What happened there?
Jim, Rasul Douglas landed in Buffalo on Wednesday, and after yesterday, his first practice, he kind of told the whole story. I have been telling you guys that, they lost to the Lions on that Thursday night game, and right. The Lions just beat them up, okay, rolled over them.
True that.
But then we were in Las Vegas after the Raiders game, and Rasul Douglas was outspoken to us, both on and off the record, because, it's like, look, we held the Falcons to, 17 or so, and, inexperienced, we'll wait for our offense to come along. And he wasn't really pointing fingers. He was just simply disappointed. Maybe the defense didn't come up with a turnover, late in the game to make a difference. But as this losing streak has continued, and by the way, I just had this thought last night. Last year, the Packers take that trip to London, and they think they're all set to, beat a struggling New York Giants team with their first-year coach, and the Giants punched them in the mouth. And also, Aaron Rodgers had the thumb incident.
Right.
And he was – but that went into a five-game losing streak. And look at this one now. You get punched in the mouth by the Lions, and you lose to the Raiders, you lose to the Broncos, and then you lose to the Vikings. And Rasul has become a vocal leader and telling it straight – on the record, we played some of those clips, and the Packers don't like that. But we talked to Gutekunst and we talked to LaFleur, and they said, "Look, we had an opportunity. The Buffalo Bills have now lost two of their corners, one to an Achilles, one to a lingering ankle injury, and they called us. And when they got to a third round pick, we thought,
right,
that's a lot of value, and look where we are. So they made that trade." which is still a little hard to swallow. And for that locker room, it feels like they've already given up on this year's team to do more of the rebuilding next year.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Said, I mean, I thought it was a joke. He says, I got the call from Brian Gutekunst just before the deadline at 3 o'clock. Said, yeah, well, you've been traded. Short phone call. He thought, oh, they're joking with me. And 2-3 minutes later, the next phone calls from Mark Murphy. And he said, I definitely recognize Mark Murphy's voice. He said, yeah, we've traded you. Come on upstairs. We want to talk to you. And so Rasul says, you know, on Tuesdays, the building is empty. The other players came in. He said Aaron Jones came in because they'd become close. And they're sitting there by the sauna just sitting down, and they both broke out crying. And then later he went to Keyshawn Nixon's house because he'd been close to him. They're Nickelback, and they started crying. You know, people don't understand. Sure, these guys make a lot of money, but they put their bodies on the line to try and win these games for the guys that are next to them in the locker room. And they just, I mean, it's been a gut-wrenching situation for that locker room all week.
Right. I think some people forget, because of the money they make, that these are, and they are kind of kids. I can say that. I'm a little bit older. But and these are young people that haven't maybe gone through a lot of stuff that some of us have. And, yeah, I'm sure that was very emotional, very tough on them. I don't want to get into how it affects the locker room, but I'm a little worried about that. I'll admit that.
Well, the other thing is that the guy who's going to start now is this rookie, late-round pick, Carrington Valentine, who had a good camp. But, you know, when we were in Denver, Russell Wilson and, you know, Sean Payton, they took advantage of him. They had a one-on-one lineup, and one of their veteran receivers, you know, got a 30-yard gain, and that led to their first opening drive. And so they're going to, you know, Sean McVay and the Rams are going to do the same thing, because Valentine is going to start now for Rasul Douglas. You know, you still got Eric Stokes on IR, and Jair Alexander's struggled all the season with his sore back for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And so, I mean, it's tough. It's hard to explain to everybody. And all Gutekunst can say is, you know, trust me. He's not like a five picks at the top. So you know what, from Gutekunst's standpoint, it's like, okay, next spring, we got to get a new left tackle. And we might have to get an outstanding safety. And if things don't get better, we might need to draft another quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, I want to switch sports real quick here. You know, we were talking last time we talked, the Bucks had just had that huge win, and Dame had gone off for 39. Since then, it's been a little lacking.
Yeah, the next night, Damian Lillard had six.
Yeah.
Then he came back with like 25, the other one. The thing that we're seeing, though, early after four games with the Bucks is defense. I mean, they don't really have someone that's, you know, outside of Giannis a couple of times making tremendous, you know, blocked shots as he does from time to time. They need to pick it up. And so that's something that Adrian Griffin has to identify. Who is he going to get out there on the floor that can go up and break up plays and move it like
that? I watched that Toronto game. Their defense looked terrible in that Toronto game.
It did, yeah, against the Raptors. Yeah, Raptors beat them big time tonight. Yeah. I want to tell you two quick stories. One is yesterday at practice, at Packers practice, I was getting out of my car, and, you know, the volleyball tournament, high school
right,
volleyball
tournament. Right, we're just talking about that. Yep.
So there's high school kids walking all over, and here comes like eight kids in really nice uniforms, boys from up north that were visiting or something, and the guys are walking by, and practice had started, and one of the kids said, I can't believe we got to see Matt LaFleur. And I'm like, it sounds like practice has already started. So I go to the gate, and standing there is a guy with a baseball cap and one of those black vests like they like to wear, and on the cell phone and drinking coffee with a beard. It was Justin, their assistant security guy, not LaFleur.
Oh.
These kids thought they saw Matt LaFleur out there having coffee and talking on the cell phone while practice was going.
I love it. Hey, Mike Clemens, we're running out of time. Quick prediction.
I don't feel good about this one right now with the way that locker room. They could be a five-game losing streak.
Oh, boy. Mike Clemens, Civic Media. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, boys.
Have a great weekend. All right, when we come back, we're going to find out from Christy what is going on in Northeast Wisconsin this weekend. Minor and the Mayor, back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A jury took just 5 hours to convict Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud. He stole at least $10 billion from customers and investors in his FTX crypto exchange. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said,
"The cryptocurrency industry might be new. The players like Sam Bankman-Fried might be new. But this kind of fraud, this kind of corruption is as old as time, and we have no patience for it."
The 31-year-old faces decades in prison when he is sentenced in March. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The U.S. is pushing for a humanitarian pause in Israel's fighting with Hamas. About 800 people have been allowed to leave Gaza and enter Egypt. The House passed a $14 billion aid bill for Israel, but with no aid for Ukraine attached, it's expected to fail in the Senate. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is moving forward with impeaching the state's top election administrator. He moved articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf to the Assembly Committee on Government Accountability and Oversight on Thursday. That's after a group launched a six-figure ad buy calling for Voss's removal if he didn't move forward with impeaching Wolf. That ad was filled with incorrect statements about Megan Wolf's involvement in the 2020 presidential election. Governor Evers says he's leaning on Senate Democrats to get an American Family Field maintenance bill passed. Democrats have said they don't like that the bill spends almost $500 million in public money, but asked for much less from the Milwaukee Brewers. The governor says he's persuaded some Democrats to vote for the bill. He says any significant changes to the bill might kill Democratic support. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs level off around 49. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 33. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 46. Tomorrow, for Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. And now, Christie's Weekend Calendar with Christie Barlaman with City Deck Landing Apartments and the Waterfront Market in downtown Green Bay.
You got your own music?
Hey,
I didn't know she had her own playing music.
I didn't know. Nobody told me this.
Thank you, Todd. I love it.
Nobody ever tells me this.
That's great because that's good upbeat music for some upbeat info and activities
heading into a beautiful weekend. This is one of the great weekends of the year. I think it's in between fall and winter, but it's a great time of year in Northeast Wisconsin and the UP.
Right, and there's a lot going on this weekend. Christie Barlaman,
what's he doing? Playing a little blues now? What are you doing, Todd?
Remember we did some trivia.
Oh, hey, we have to get rid of those.
And you asked about the TV show.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. We're talking about Mel Torme.
Yes.
Whose son is going to be in Marinette.
Right.
Thing coming up.
December 15th.
Yeah. And we said, what TV show did the main character idolize Mel Torme and had his picture up in his office? Do you know the answer?
I know this music.
Do you know the answer?
I don't.
We actually just lost somebody from the show. Richard Mall just passed away last week.
I did not know that.
He played Bull on Night Court.
All right.
Marky Post. Remember Marky?
You know what?
She's
know
gone
this.
Too.
Marky Post died. She was cute. Spunky.
Well, yep. So did the judge.
Yeah, they're all dead except for Roz. Roz. And John Larroquette. John Larroquette and Roz are still there, but everybody else is gone.
The judge is dead?
Yes, he died.
I didn't know that. He must have been
the mayor is dead.
I don't think he was that old. He was young when he was at Night
Court. He passed away young.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, that's right. That guy, the big guy.
John Larroquette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mac, Mac, the guy that sat in the desk next to
Yeah.
He's gone too.
I just love that show.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
Funny.
Great show.
And I was, they have, for those of us who don't have all this high-tech cable that you guys have, but antenna TV. But it's amazing how many people what was that? Not Night Court, but Barney. You know, the detectives, the police. Barney Miller.
Oh, okay.
All those guys
They're all dead.
They're all?
Yeah, it's incredible. I know.
But maybe they lived a hard life. I don't know. But I mean, it's not like that Night Court guy. He was not like 90 or anything.
No, I agree. I know.
So we just had the gentleman on, Sean, up from Marinette, who was telling us about the activities going on.
Thing in Marinette, blues, brews, and barbecue. And I've got a couple more tickets to give away.
Those are VIP tickets.
VIP tickets, and I'm going to give these away to whoever texts Todd. Todd, how do they text you?
Got to get the Civic Media app. Download that right now, and then choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Lower right-hand corner is the text button. Just let me know you want a pair of tickets. We got them for you right here.
Well, that's right. We're gonna get, but you got to promise you're going to go. It's not just like, because sometimes people just like winning things. Promise us you will go to that event. Okay? Hi, Christy.
Good morning.
I'm sorry? I'm just giving them away. It's Friday, Jim.
I was going to say, Friday.
Hey, Jim, people have to pay for everything, you know. What do you want, a little campaign contribution for the next run? Is that what it is? Huh? A little something for the coffers? Is that it, Jim? A little something for the new bumper stickers?
We earn our keep in this community, and that's why I was just saying we just don't give things away. People earn it, and that was my point on. But if you just want to give tickets away,
I've noticed,
Johnny,
you've received things free of charge, and you didn't say, hey, let me grab a couple of bucks here to give you something. Doing that.
Anyway, a lot of activities going on throughout Northeast Wisconsin, and Christie Barlaman is here to share some of those with us. In no particular order, Christy, because they're all great. And I just want to say again, it's important people support these events because it's good to build community and camaraderie and get together with people. It's also good for the economy, and, you know, there's a lot to celebrate here. So what are some of the things happening?
So we have a holiday shopping. It's called the Gallery of Shops, and that is to empower the women of Brown County with scholarships. So that is going to be $5 at the door, and that's at the KI Convention Center right here downtown Green Bay. So that is tonight from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Before we jump off that, that is, tell me a little bit more about that. So for $5, you come into KI, they've got...
Yep. Over 25 of the finest shops and boutiques and merchandise, the KI Center.
That is awesome.
Yeah, downtown, so... Go shopping.
Store to store.
Right.
See some nice people, some refreshments. That's a great one.
holiday shopping.
Holiday shopping.
$5. You can't go wrong with that. And I thought you guys would really like this, John, especially you. So this is a creative native art show, okay? And this is also free entry and open to the public. It's exhibiting the works of 14 Native American artists from all over the country.
Nice.
And you get to enjoy free corn soup.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yeah, courtesy of the Oneida Cannery.
Very cool.
I know how you feel about soup and, oh, I thought, and butter.
Okay, I thought, I know how he feels.
God, that's enough.
I thought John would like it because I know how he feels about free.
Right. Well, it's very free. Free.
Wow.
And so, okay, that is tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and also Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And that is right here on Washington Street, downtown Green Bay.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And then our friends over at the Epic Event Center.
Don't we live on, or work here, live or whatever, on the coolest street in Green Bay?
We kind of do.
This is the coolest street in Green Bay.
There's a lot happening here. And even when there's not stuff happening, we got the Packer Heritage Trail. We got that great monument. I love Green Bay, the whole cheese thing.
And right.
The city deck, the water, the
river.
Ships, the river,
the lights.
Yeah.
The lights.
You made me laugh about that last weekend. When Minnesota won, did we really have to keep the purple lights up? It was kind of a little bit
of
a slap in the face.
Immediately.
I look out my window, I'm like, hey.
Same with me. It's like they still got the purple lights after the Vikings beat the Packers. Who runs the switch? Where's that switch?
Jim, don't you know
I
want to
be in charge of that switch.
Do
you have a key to that room? Because I'll go in there and I'll do it myself.
I heard you got keys to everything.
Not anymore.
If you still got a master key, I'm going wherever those lights are and I'm shutting them off.
I turned them in.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
Can't help you, Johnny.
We could stand from Christie's balcony.
Yes.
Get a BB gun, right?
With a BB gun and shoot them all out.
Just shoot them out.
Good idea.
Good idea.
I've got a scope on my pellet gun.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our friends over at the Epic Event Center, tonight it smells like Nirvana with Dead Original. Tickets are still available, $20, and starts at 6:30, and that is tonight at Epic.
Nice.
You know, I was talking to some people. Not enough people have been to Epic.
I love Epic.
It's great. It's great parking. It's a great venue. It's great seating, great sight lines.
Clean.
It's clean. Mm-hmm. Look, tonight, I don't know what else is going on tonight. And we talked about a little bit of that shopping, but that Nirvana, I don't know.
It's not the real Nirvana, Jim.
But I don't even know what Nirvana is. So I don't.
Well, thanks for endorsing the venue.
Well, no, I just don't.
Mark.
Hey, Mark Scogan. I think you'd get a better spokesperson than Jim Schmidt.
John, I was saying the venue is great. And I think people who like Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Okay.
I bet Coach Holmgren.
Yeah, over on Holmgren Way.
Okay. Yes.
I heard of Holmgren Way.
I think people should go, is my point. I want to support that.
Yes.
Who is it again? What group is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's at Epic.
Yeah. Right.
Epic Event Center.
Mark just had a heart attack.
Mark, we love Epic. I think it's an awesome venue. I'm so glad we have it here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so heading over to Appleton, this is going to be fun. So Winter on Winnebago, it's a lakeside holiday market, and that is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's at Waverly Beach in Menasha. So you can grab a festive cocktail, some lunch, and just shop local. And
Waverly Beach is a fun place.
And that's free.
It's a great place.
They got a lot going on there. That's a cool place. That's
Waverly Beach
spot.
Is one of the really cool places.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of Pablo Francisco?
Absolutely.
Okay, he is at the Skyline Comedy Cafe tonight and tomorrow. He's been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Last Comic Standing, Jimmy Fallon.
He's big time.
Yeah, 7 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. And there are still tickets available. They're $20, and that's at the
Just
Skyline.
Wait, where is it? I love comedy. Where's this again?
Skyline Comedy Cafe. That's in Appleton. 1004 Old Oneida Street.
Fun.
Yeah.
That will be a good time.
They also have great comedians there.
Right. Why aren't you there?
I know, right?
How you doing? You and Dennis.
Hey.
Okay. All right.
Right. The dueling Rodney.
Exactly.
Right. That was funny.
It was. Okay. And another one, it's called the Shop and Stroll Holiday Edition. So that is going to be downtown Nina, and that is $15 to get in. It's just a night of fun pre-holiday shopping in the historic downtown Nina district. So, you know, again, get out and support your local businesses.
Downtown Nina is also one of the cool places in Northeast Wisconsin.
I love downtown.
Downtown Nina is fantastic.
And those stores, shops, unique, great products. Yep. They have a furniture store down there. I bought a chair from.
Oh.
I can't.
You bought it. You didn't steal it from.
No. It was
like you did the other one.
They custom. Service was unbelievable.
I
love it.
Have nothing negative to say about downtown Nina. I think it's fantastic. Yep.
Yeah. And then, Jim, I thought you would love this. Xavier Theater presents The Wizard of Oz.
Mm.
Yeah. So that is tonight from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's an hour-long show. But, yeah, a special one-hour version of the 1939
It still
music.
Scares me.
The
flying monkeys still scare me.
It scared
when they
you
come
so
running
much.
Down, they got those tiny little legs and they're chasing them through the woods.
It scared you so much that you
got
it tatted on your arm.
It's that thing about embracing your biggest fear. That's what the whole thing was about. Yes, because flying monkeys were the thing I was most afraid of. That's why I got all these tattoos of flying monkeys.
If you, Jim, because I know you like theater and you
love
like
it.
All that kind of stuff.
Right.
If you could play a part in The Wizard of Oz, what part would you choose?
Oh, I thought that, I think the Scarecrow was very cool.
I could see you.
What?
As the lion.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Me too.
No, I don't know.
Come on. I could see you as the lion.
No.
Put him on. I'll put your one paw behind my back. Oh, sneak up on me, huh?
Why'd you hit me? Are you crying? Yeah.
No.
There's but speaking of that.
Courage, look at that.
Theater.
I believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do.
Yes.
The theater in high school, Johnny, you called me.
Hey, let me ask you this, though. Todd, you know the backside of everything. Were the flying monkeys actually also the Munchkins?
No, I think it was a whole different group
okay.
of, yeah. They were, I think most of the monkeys were actually full-sized people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were pretty big. They were hunched over,
okay.
running like monkeys.
Wow.
Those Munchkins partied.
They were grabbing her butt all the time.
All the time. Those guys, they were some sassy Munchkins.
I had no idea.
You know, so it's kind of an eerie thing. Oh, you remember the march on? Oh,
I think
yo,
that.
Yo,
yeah. Anyway, I just to be yes.
Oh,
okay. Here we go.
Theater. I know. Just wait. You guys, let's. This right. is theater that's going on now. We talked about Xavier having something going on. Tickets went on sale for some musical theater here in Green Bay as well. Southwest. Their tickets went on sale yesterday. Preble. Didn't you call me yesterday about Preble?
Yeah, I was at the library last night, and Preble's got a big musical coming up. Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Yeah. It is just so worth going to that. We're going to promote that more
those
next
kids
week.
Kids work so hard on those things. I know it sounds like a little cliche, but they really do.
I think sometimes Green Bay, I used to maybe sports, but these kids in theater work just as hard. And I want to
Absolutely.
Say that kids in sports work hard, but it's just a lot of late practices, and it's just worth going to, and it's not that expensive. It's a great night out. Again, easy parking, easy access, friendly people. And
how about this?
So take one of those places.
When I was in that little junior college,
yeah,
I would have football practice and then go to theater rehearsals.
You know what? I think
that's a long day.
Here, let me give you a compliment. And it's been 5 months. It's about time.
Yeah, give me
but
one.
But, Johnny, that I think is cool. And Southwest does that. These kids who are in theater
Absolutely.
And music, they're also great
well,
athletes.
You know,
because when I was in school.
It was one of the two.
Yeah.
Well, you know what was funny? But
I didn't like what you guys called me either.
No. What's very cool, we didn't even have theater in Nagani. But what was very cool is still happens, it might happen tonight. Football players at halftime, there'll always be two or three in the band out there in the marching band.
Right.
In their full
cool.
uniforms. Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So they work hard. It's great. And we'll go back to that support. And we mean not just the financial support, but just the community support for this thing.
I agree.
It's important.
Absolutely. And then, so I know I'm doing this weekend, but if everyone wants to take a little note on this, I thought this was super cool. Elizabeth Smart, remember the girl that got abducted?
She's been in Green Bay.
She's actually coming to the Hilton Paper Valley Hotel in downtown Appleton Monday, November 6th. The doors open at 5 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Tickets are $20. So, yeah, she is an American Child Safety, you know, activist.
Can you get her on our show for Monday morning?
I'm going to try.
I don't know.
That's fascinating.
She's tough to get. She was in here for the
kind of ticks. Mine is Oz from Varsity Blues.
I love that. Nice.
That Elizabeth Smart, that's an awful story that she really
9 months
got
she was abducted
and
by
they
that
let
couple.
That one person out.
I know.
Let
right?
them out of prison. That person should have gotten the death penalty.
Is it Nirvana? Jim.
That's Nirvana?
This is Oh my gosh.
Is this who?
Who?
I don't know.
Is he on Holmgren Way?
All I know is it's at the Epic.
How was your event last night at the Meyer Theater?
Ace Champion at the Meyer Theater was just delicious. The music was spectacular. You rocked it, Ace.
That was great, Ace. That was a good time. Hey, we're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit more about Ace because I think those kind of venues are very unique to a city our size.
And one more thing about your big bowling event.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Can we get her back here?
Mine
She's
of the
here.
Mayor. Yep.
All right.
Back right after this. Take your time. Hurry up.
Yours is yours. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Christy, take it back. I'm still eating this egg sandwich.
Good morning, everyone. So I do have one more holiday. It's a holiday bazaar, and that is at 700 West Linwood Avenue. And this is free. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's an annual Christmas bazaar. It's music, food, handmade crafts. Again, support your local cities, towns, everything.
Right. So, these organizers work so hard on these events. And, you know, and our job is to just kind of remind people. And you've heard about these before, but we're reminding you that tomorrow, you know, get out there. Support tonight, tomorrow. There's so many good things going on. And a lot of the profits that if they make a profit, and that's tough to do, but if they do, they go to good causes that just get reinvested in the community. So, you know, we've got a great thing coming up too tomorrow, and we're all going to be there. And that's the the community shelter, which is a shelter, homeless shelter here in Green Bay on Mather, that really gets people out of homelessness. And their largest fundraiser is tomorrow. It's at Ashwaubenon Bowling Lanes. It's their 28th annual bowl-a-thon. And that is a fun event. Starts at noon. You can still come down, sign up, get a team going. Silent auction, free beer, free steak dinner. But here to tell you about it
was Jim
Shannon,
Schmidt.
How things going? Can we still get in? Sorry.
I mean, yeah, you can still get in today. Otherwise, just come down and check out the raffle, the auction. I have to say it's pretty stacked this year. So even if nobody wants to come and bowl with you, and but you still want to come and hang out, come on down.
Stop in at Shrubland Lanes. Yeah, there's so many things you can bid on with the silent auction. And you can always make a donation, too. I mean, that money stays local and does unbelievable things in this community.
Listen to that background music. I like that.
I think the best part is you get to watch.
Nicely done.
You get to watch Jim come bowl.
Yeah, that's true. We're all going to be bowling.
Are you really, Jim?
Yeah, they're putting up the bumpers, right? Didn't we clear that last week?
Yeah, okay, we're giving you the bumpers. Yeah.
You know who I could see Todd like if he came to an event like that in bowl?
Todd's coming.
Yeah, I know, but you know who I could see him like, kind of?
What's that?
Uh-oh.
Big Ernie McCracken.
Well, first of all, I don't know who Ernie McCracken is. But
I know.
This is
Kingpin. The movie Kingpin.
Is that Bill Murray?
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Okay.
With the hair, because he's got the great hair. Yeah, he's got the
most
really
definitely.
Cool
always with the hair.
He's got the really cool slick
hair. He's just
hair.
Really cool. Like, all of us put together doesn't even equal
Exactly.
Todd.
And he's wearing, like, this paisley shirt with, like, a chain and a shirt kind of open.
Super sharp.
Coming up next, Big Ernie McCracken. Yes. I can see you being that guy, Todd.
All right.
Yeah. Please do.
The bowl-a-thon at Schwabenland Lane. Stop in there tomorrow anytime between noon and 4. You don't have to bowl. We'd like you to, but you're welcome
come
to
and
do
say
that.
Hi.
Come and say hi. And if the other thing we would appreciate is if just make a donation to the New Community Shelter. You can just go online, newcommunityshelter.org. Just scroll down to the events and you can make a donation, because that money, and I know many of you have been to the community shelter, but that money really helps people get out of homelessness. That's our mission. That's what we do. And they do a great job, and it costs money to do it. And we'd appreciate any support we can get.
What do you think was the best bowling movie, Kingpin or The Big Lebowski?
I didn't see either one, I don't know.
I'm going to say Kingpin.
Okay. Todd?
I haven't really seen Kingpin. I mean, I know a little bit about it, but I really like Lebowski.
Yeah, you can't beat Lebowski.
Yeah.
Yes.
The dude.
Yes, the dude. And I said my favorite guy is I can never pronounce his name. Turturro?
Just ask Jim.
Nirvana?
Where he plays Jesus, while he calls himself Jesus. You don't believe we're Jesus. I heard you pulled on a piece, man. Ha! That's laughable. You pull a piece of me, I stick it up your bleep, and I pull the trigger till it goes click. You don't mess with the Jesus. You gotta see The Big Lebowski.
Okay, I'm watching that. All right. Top of my list.
Everybody's seen The Big Lebowski.
No, everybody has.
Okay, quick Shannon. Poll. We're wrapping up the week here.
Shannon.
I'm going to end it on a winning
note.
Let's
just do it in-house.
We're doing how do Shannon has you, Todd?
Download that app, choose your station, and make sure and text in the lower right-hand corner.
Just please, folks.
Click no.
End my week on a high note.
Yeah.
I've been battling pain. I haven't even mentioned it this week. I can barely walk.
Oh, my God.
I
haven't mentioned it.
Nobody
calls me anymore. You're the only guy that calls me. Oh, dude, my knee.
And I got to say, that was really precious. When we were at the event last night, John, you called him. He missed it. He's like, I got to step away from the table. I got to call Johnny. Yeah. Johnny, you there? Johnny, you okay? You need anything? Yeah. It was precious.
It's almost like a little marriage. And isn't it really? I mean, it is.
It's abusive.
How about that
you
guy?
You towards me.
Did you see that guy from the Bidwell, from the Cardinals?
No.
No.
You know him.
Yeah, well, I know who he is.
When we had Nathan Poole up here.
Right,
They are the nicest guys. Well, his brother, his wife, just beat the hell out of him.
Really?
Yeah, and they got it on video. It's kind
Wow.
Anyway, but yeah, we don't have that kind of relationship. Jamie.
No, here we go. No. How are we doing on the poll here? Have you seen The Big Lebowski? Oh. Yes or no? What do you mean no 100?
No.
We don't have 100
votes
saying
no.
No, that's percentage. That's percentage.
100% percentage is what?
So
no.
far, no. 100%. I'm telling you.
John, 100% means all. The complete set.
So far, everything coming in on whether or not you've seen The Big Lebowski has been no.
100%. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Okay, John will go in denial for the weekend.
That's absolutely incredible.
We will recoup. We'll take this up on Monday. Johnny, we talk about all these. People go out. They go to events, music. They don't watch as much TV as you think they do.
It's a movie. It's a classic movie. It's one of the all-time great
movies.
Okay,
now it's 6%, so it's 6 to 94. Oh, okay, you're picking up big pace. Big time. All right, anyway, hey, this weekend, let's support our communities. Marinette, Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. There's just a lot going on.
Lots going on.
The Polathon.
High school football going on.
Oh, yeah,
I will
that's
be
true.
In yes. Kimberly tonight for the big matchup.
And then
Nina versus Kimberly on My 32 TV.
And then at noon on Sunday.
Noon on Sunday, Green Bay Packers, LA Rams.
And free parking downtown, may I add. Yes.
All weekend, right?
Yes, all weekend.
And
yes.
Again, you could take the bus here, the Title Town.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
So go to downtowngreenbay.com, and you can see all the restaurants, everything you need. Check out the Heritage Trail.
Come park downtown for free on Sunday morning. Take the bus over to Lambeau. They'll drop you off right there.
Right shuttles, trolleys, a bunch of fun stuff to do.
And it's great people on the bus, great drivers.
Good
it's
time.
Safe. It's fun.
And walking's free. That was pointed out to me last weekend that I said the walking was free, and we support walking.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, I will be speaking at St. Thomas More Church for a veterans affair in their brunch.
Nice.
And then Tuesday next week, I will be at the Shawano Library doing a presentation.
Nice.
So those should be both fun.
I like that. That's almost like at the end of Carson when they would plug where they're going to play in Vegas
absolutely.
And stuff, right?
I'll be at the Sierra on Friday night with Rodney Dangerfield over there.
And I'll be...
And Dennis will be there?
Yes, the Dueling Rodneys.
I'll be playing NWTC.
Attaboy. How are we doing on my poll?
25.
Come on, Todd.
That's about it
that's
right there.
Oh my it's God. The big...
Thank you for being here all week with us.
Thank you.
All right. This Can I borrow great. That 64 Impala that your husband has?
He unfortunately told me no.
He said no?
He did.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
All right.
So much for the big Manowski.
There we go. All right. Our week has come to an end. Thank you all so very much, everybody. who tunes in. You've been awesome. Back in Monday morning, Mino and the Mayor. See ya!
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let's honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This message comes to you from Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc. Call 920-686-1180. Jason and the entire team remind us that we live in the land of the free thanks to each and every one of our brave.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.